morning, team. Charlie, Denise, Pat, you on WSTW. 100.5 and 790. Siri, Alexa, WSTW.com. This is a show sponsored by Sound of Sleep Lab, by the way. Locations in Saginaw, Midland, Mount Pleasant, Bay City. For your sleep disorders diagnosed and treated properly, online visit soundofsleeplab.com. That's soundofsleeplab.com. 642. Going back to 1982.
82? Still my favorite, I think, of all the movies.
The Wrath of Khan.
Oh.
Denise, well, thank you for answering that question.
I'm sorry.
No, that's
Did I jump
no,
in?
No, it's okay.
Because my question was going to be, if Pat and I start getting into this, what was your reaction going to be? Because some people, you know, you get into Star Trek, Star Wars conversations, things like that, and some people are like, really?
I used to watch some of the Star Wars, or Star Trek. I've never watched Star Wars ever, but I used to watch the old Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
With, you know, the campy shows on TV, then I watched, I think I watched a couple of the movies after that.
Yeah.
Well, this one we use, you're hearing about the death of Kirstie Alley.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And certainly the references to Cheers, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're hearing other references to her role in Look Who's Talking, the movie.
Yeah, her and Travolta, yeah.
And I had forgotten about that one.
Yeah.
She did another series, what, Veronica's Closet. Something she did a number of things.
Oh, yeah.
But rare do I see in the reference of her 1982 appearance in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Her debut.
Was it her debut?
That was her film debut.
I was trying to ascertain that, and I could not. I just know it was one of her early roles, but it was her debut. What a debut it was.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
The Vulcan Lieutenant Savick in the famous opening scene of the Kobayashi Maru, which she fails horribly, which Captain Kirk points out.
Yes.
To which she says, there's no way to win.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he rightly points out, basically, sometimes that's what you face.
Right, yes.
Great scene.
Yeah, very good scene. Really, and she was great in it. She really was. She was good.
And I didn't know this. Apparently, she was so great, she was a fan favorite, and she was supposed to appear in the next two.
Yes.
But they couldn't come to a contract agreement.
Right.
Mm. Apparently, it was negotiations that broke down, so she left.
Right.
Too bad nothing ever became of her career.
Yeah, I know. That was it for her, right.
I just wanted to point it out because of all the things that are being said, I just thought for a lot of people, and that's even more poignant for the fact I did not know it was her screen debut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I had I watched The Wrath of Khan when I was a kid a few times and hadn't seen it for a couple of years. And, you know, then when she was Rebecca Howell on Cheers, you know, I really liked that character. And then all of a sudden, I think it was maybe, I don't know, we'll say 1989 or 90 when I got to watch The Wrath of Khan again. I was like, oh, wow, that's right. Rebecca's in this movie. I forgot about that.
Pointy ears and all.
That's right. And you know what? I'll tell you what, though. I just don't want to gloss over Cheers real quick. I mean, what she had to do was fill in for Shelley Long. I mean, she had to replace Shelley Long, who was obviously one of the greatest. Diane is one of the greatest TV characters of all time. And that was a tough role for her to do, to go in and just replace her. And she did very well. In fact, you will read many people say, I like the Rebecca years more than the Diane years. Or that's always the debate.
Wasn't the first year or so, wasn't there some, not quite sure.
Yeah.
I thought that's what they
There's
happened.
There's always that.
Yeah.
There is, because people don't like change.
She had big shoes to fill.
She did.
And she really turned it into her own character.
She really did, yeah. And I always liked that in the final episode, they did have Shelley and Kirstie in a scene together. I think that was fitting. They had to do that. Mm-hmm. So that was cool. And I will also say, everybody, please do not forget her stirring performance in the Mark Harmon movie, Summer School. I'm being sarcastic when I say stirring. It was a funny.
Pause
it was
for effect, please tell.
But it was, I'll tell you what, a cute movie, funny movie. Mark Harmon is awesome in it, and I guarantee there are many people around my age who say, yes, Pat. Yeah, it was one of those movies that was on, for some reason, was on cable a lot in the late 80s, early 90s, so you couldn't get away from it. And she was good, though. She was funny. She was a great comedic actress. And that movie was tailor-made for her.
Summer School.
Summer School.
Okay, that's right. I'll have to mark it down.
And she also did, and this is it, I won't say anymore, but she did a movie called, it's very obscure, but it's called Loverboy with Patrick Dempsey. And there's also a cameo by someone known as, we were talking about Star Wars. Her name is Fisher. Oh, Carrie Fisher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kirstie Alley and Carrie Fisher in this movie. So there's a reason to watch it. Watch it for those, for their performances.
Well, leave it to our cinematographer educated at Central Michigan University, Pat Johnston, to give us the insight.
Filled with useless knowledge.
Oh, no, it's good knowledge.
Every once in a while, I have a piece of trivia and my brain floats around too, but not quite as much as Pat.
Kirstie Alley was 71. Apparently, she had cancer, which I guess nobody knew until just before she passed away. So I'm going to take a moment to acknowledge that. And again, that and then thank you, Pat, again for pointing out her first screen role.
Yeah, Wrath of Khan.
I just remember that because of she had such piercing eyes.
She did.
And
she did.
That really struck me in that movie.
She had to match the piercing eyes of her Colonel Montalban.
Oh, yeah. Right, yes. That's true.